Extreme Anime Radio. Home again in XAR land. We welcome you back to the podcast. I don't know if that's actually how the music goes, but we welcome you to the Extreme Anime Radio podcast. It is our first official podcast of the month of May. I am JR and I am joined by Exploding Emoji that you see on the screen right now, and my special guest co-host. You've heard her voice so many times, but we really don't bring her on face-to-face much these days, so figure under the circumstances, we like to welcome her back visually. Please say hello to Liz. Hello, Liz.
Hello, hello. It is great to be here.
And it's wonderful to see your face again. How are things going in your neck of the woods?
Well, everything's going pretty good. I mean, my face is doing well. It's staying attached to my body, so no complaints here.
Yep, and we have more emoji exploding on the screen, as you can see. We have you resubscribed, and we also have Flax resubscribed as well. Thank you. This is our first podcast in about 3 weeks. Mika Zelda joined us about 3 weeks ago, I think, and they're actually going to be joining us again next Wednesday. So you can mark your calendars right here and right now for next Wednesday. Additionally, in a few days, I'm hopeful to schedule some more game streams. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Remember that if you are watching us, you can take us wherever you go by downloading the XAR podcast or streaming it on your favorite podcasting platform through Spotify for Podcasters and anchor.fm/anime radio. And of course, if you're listening to us, be sure to watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/extreme anime radio. So, Liz, we haven't seen you in a while, and a lot of people that are watching and listening probably don't know your face. So would you just briefly reintroduce yourself to the XAR fans?
Well, I have been around the station for, what is it, like a good decade or so now?
It seems like that, yeah.
Yeah, we figured it up once, and I can't remember how far back it was. It was like with the release of iPhone 3 or something.
Oh, jeez.
So it's been a minute or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was known as Shinigami Liz for the longest time. If you see me in the Discord now, it's Ms. Lizzie Beth, because I couldn't get Shinigami Liz for a Twitch name.
Oh,
so I switched everything to what I use for an old ID on my PlayStation 3, I think.
I can't believe somebody took your Twitch name or your name for Twitch.
It happens. I mean, it's hard to get cool names. Somehow I got Ms. Lizzie Beth, which I would have swore that name had been taken by somebody. I mean, I tried to get Lizzie and Ms. Lizzie, and none of those have been taken for years and years. And I'm like, oh, I remember this one.
Yeah. That,
Yeah, I've been around for a good decade. I've done a lot of. I'm the one who does the crochet stuff for the station,
Yes.
which we've seen pillows and blankets and little Sarah dolls.
Oh, I got them right here. I'll just
Well,
show
you've
them a
got the
little.
two special ones right
There
there.
you go. There are the, if you're watching us, I mean, if you're listening to us, this makes no sense to you right now, which is why you have to watch our podcast as well. But here we have Sarah with the blue eyes, Yumemi with the purple eyes, and they're all reapers.
Yeah, it was a neat interpretation. The
Yeah.
last Yumemi doll I did too with the hair, oh my gosh, that was crazy. That one turned out really cute too. I think that's probably my favorite doll.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. That was
That
awesome.
was amazing. I just haven't had enough motivation to deal with all that hair again.
Oh gee, well, my sincere
That took
apologies.
Oh, no worries. I mean, it took me two, I think I spent like 2 days just tweaking out the hair. It was, I spent about as much time on the hair as I did the actual doll.
We have fans we have fans of the dolls in the chat, it appears.
Oh yeah, it was Karim that won that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But something that Liz also does immensely, especially in the last few years that we've migrated from radio to Twitch streams, helped us out with her advice on how to best set things up. Something that I'm continuing to do whenever I have the free time, because lately it just seems that I don't. But every so often I try to get things looking a little nicer, and Liz has been very instrumental with that. And something Liz has also done is create GIFs. So your
Oh,
famous
just a
one would
couple.
be your famous one would be this one, I think. Course,
Oh,
that one
that
doesn't
one.
anime. I think that's actually that's another redemption that has to be done. JR Wink, which is this one. There we go. Hey,
There it is.
look! Hey, here you go. It fits now.
Oh my gosh, that is perfect.
How crazy is
Oh.
that?
The timing is just amazing.
Yes. And also I noticed that Liz can make it appear behind her as well, as we saw before the air.
Yes, I click this. There we go.
I saw something appear in the corner, so maybe
Yeah, it scrolls across
oh, there
screen.
we go. So that'll be, that might have to be the next big thing I kind of work on. And now it's going to continue. That's going to drive me crazy.
I'll turn it off.
But no, I thank you, Liz, because a lot of the stuff that we do lately isn't without your help and guidance. It's very much appreciated.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to help out however I can.
And I've been looking at news from Japan lately, Liz. I actually have a friend who's visiting in Japan right now, posting on Facebook, a former coworker of mine. He and his girlfriend are over there for a bit, and he's boasting that I've used my air miles and my hotel miles, and since I am a double gold platinum member, I get the free lobster bisque breakfast or this. And I'm like, come on, dude. Ooh, Hamster Mancer.
I don't think I'd want lobster bisque for breakfast there.
He mentioned something like that. He was having something like
My
lobster
gosh.
related.
That's amazing.
Who is Hamster Master?
He is an old friend of mine. We actually play D&D together on Saturday nights.
Oh, cool. One of your
So
D&D
he's in my
buddies.
D&D. Yeah. I've
Yeah.
known him around the Twitchverse for
Mm-hmm.
A couple years now, I think.
Right. It's funny. Remember, reminded me of D&D. I don't play D&D, but I have some old weird doodads hanging around my bedroom here. And I just uncovered the other day, I had a 12-sided die. I don't know where I picked it up, though.
Oh, nice.
I know.
I actually have a mimic box, if you know what a mimic is.
Hmm.
It looks like a treasure chest, but when you go to open it up, it's actually a monster and it will eat you. It's a dice box. It's a mimic. You open it up, has the little mimic eye and the teeth and everything in it.
Oh, wow.
It's on my desk. Yeah. It has my original set of D&D dice in it that I still have.
Oh, wow.
I started playing 30 years ago or something.
And it's been out for like early 80s or even before that, right? Or was
I'm not sure. I know it was out in the 80s. It may have been 70s when it first originated.
Right. But then in the 80s it kind of picked up.
It picked up in popularity. It just rocketed up.
Yep. But how long have you been doing these online campaigns?
Have we been going a year, maybe?
Okay.
We used to do them on Wednesday nights, and we switched to Saturdays because of work schedules, but yeah, we're on our second campaign, actually, so I'm not sure how many months the first one lasted, 8 months, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But...
And I know that somebody who controls D&D games is the Dungeon Master. Is that something that you've tried?
I've tried it a little bit. I'm not a big fan of it.
Mm.
I'm more into the causing chaos for the DM than dealing with other players' chaos.
Well, no, that kind of reminds me. I have to go back into Stranger Things. I watched season one and kind of fell off after that.
Oh yeah, they're up to is it season four now?
Hmm. Yeah.
Season four, I think.
Yeah, I think four is next. But
yeah.
One of the things I remember was that little promotion that they did that I kind of signed up for when I like, yeah, I'll do this. When they re-released New Coke for a limited time.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was a very interesting taste.
That's definitely the polite way to put it, I think.
But no, going back to Japan, I actually followed up on with my friend this morning because actually a few hours before we recorded this, there was not a big earthquake, but a significant earthquake, magnitude 5, that struck in Chiba, which is in the prefecture next to Tokyo. I don't think there's a lot of significant damage, but the people in and around Tokyo might have felt it when they woke up in the morning. But he did get back to me. He's okay. He actually was sleeping and didn't feel it, so which is amazing. So I'm glad that he's okay. I was a little worried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's definitely some concern in our area anytime that happens.
Yeah. Hamster says, why would they re-release New Coke? Haven't we suffered enough? Yeah, it was just a marketing ploy. And I think it also came with bottled, labeled Coke or Coke Zero, the regular one with the special label on it. I think I might have it saved somewhere in, the empty bottle. But it was something you ordered and, they shipped it to you and stuff. And it's kind of like a nice gimmick.
Yeah, it is a cool idea.
Mm.
Very savvy.
Yeah. But there was something, Liz, that I saw in the Japanese news. I like to review interesting things in the news from Japan from time to time, for obvious reasons. Also gives us a little topic of discussion for our podcasts. And this is very interesting because Nissin, who makes Cup of Noodles, they released a new product, and usually when we look at news about Japanese food products, it's like, oh my goodness, these food products have been released in Japan, and there's no way we can get them here unless we know we order them and have them shipped over and we can try it out. Okay, so this is the exact opposite. Apparently the Cup of Noodles people released something in the United States. And
the world has gone crazy.
Yes. And it is what they're billing as a breakfast cup of noodles.
Really?
It is a cup of noodles, and it's flavored with, I'm going to pull this up here, with artificially flavored, and the asterisk there, maple syrup, pancakes, sausage, and eggs.
Okay, that's not what I would expect for a noodle flavor, but I would try it.
I asked Bree about it because apparently these are only sold at Walmart, even though I went online to Walmart and apparently you can't find them online. So I think you might have to physically go to a brick and mortar Walmart to see if they have it in stock. And of course, for a guy like me who lives in New York City, there are no Walmarts here. So, but the moment I told Bree about it, she's like, no. Would you try something like that, Liz?
Yeah, I'd definitely give it a try. I don't think I would like it, but it's intriguing enough. I mean, it's all stuff that I normally would like by themselves. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd give it a chomp or two and then regret my life choices, but you know,
I'm still quiet. They're also, I saw something else I would try this more over the noodles. One of the famous curry brands in Japan is the house curry, Vermont curry type. Have you heard of Vermont curry?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I've actually tried it. It's not too bad. I don't know if it actually reminds me of Vermont. They just maybe just branded as Vermont curry. But apparently now they've made a Vermont curry corn snack. So that would be something I would definitely try.
Yeah, that definitely sounds interesting. I don't think I would walk away from that one. That's another interesting food choice, but
yeah,
that's sounds like stuff I would like. So
yeah. Oh yeah, Bree would like that, and Hamster is taking the old Folgers commercial. The best part of waking up is sadness in your noodle cup.
Oh my gosh.
So apparently I think it's retailing for the cup of noodles breakfast variety is retailing for $1.15 according to the reviews I read or the news reports. So if you're lucky to find one. No, I'm sure they would sell it in the same section where, you know, they find the noodle foods and the Asian groceries and stuff, so
you'll have to keep an eye out for it.
Yeah. If you do, you have to let me know.
I'll send you one if I run across it.
I'd sell my taste buds in a bathtub of ice for 1.5 ounces. Well, and I have a question in the chat. Am I broadcasting from Indiana? No. This is just the most generic background that I could find for where Liz is based.
I think we've seen that background before, haven't we?
I think I might have used this once or twice, yeah.
Yeah.
For referencing you somehow. But this is like one of those unsplashed pictures that the software allows you to download and stuff.
Yeah. However, I am broadcasting from Indiana.
Yes. Liz is broadcasting from a wonderful place in Indiana that I visited a few years ago. lovely area, lovely town that she's from. Lovely to drive through the state to go see her when I did a few years back.
Yeah, definitely pretty scenery.
Mm. So,
especially if you like corn here in the summer.
I think, Liz, if I'm not mistaken, around the area where you are, you're going to be very close to a celestial event April of next year, because there's going to be a total solar eclipse.
Ooh.
And I think it's going to pass very close to where you are.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think the date, if I read it correctly, is April 8th. So that would be a Monday, and it's the week after Easter, because next year, Easter is the day before my birthday. How convenient is that?
Oh, nice.
March 31st is Easter.
It all
depends. What was I taught? The first Sunday after the first full moon after the first day of spring. So apparently, after the first day of spring, the full moon happens very quick. So that's when Easter happens.
Yeah.
that's happened a few times in my lifetime, actually having Easter on my birthday once or twice.
Yeah, I actually have a Mother's Day fall on my birthday every so often.
Well, that's true.
I was born on Mother's Day.
Oh, sweet. And if you've kind of figured it out by now, folks, Liz's birthday is coming up soon. So happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we have to see, we talk about Japan a lot on this podcast. I've been, Neff has been, Bree has been. When are you going?
Oh, that's a good question. Unfortunately, I'm poor, so probably in my dreams.
Aww.
Nah, I might make it out there someday. I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew is actually, he was there for his last semester, not his last semester of school, but the last semester he did of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few months over there in Japan before they released it up to tourism.
Right.
And he wants to move back there.
Oh, move for good.
Just live there and move for good.
Wow.
That's what he's talking about. So
that,
if that happens, then I'd definitely have a amazing excuse to go out there.
Exactly. I think so. But that's an argument that people have told me about that I should do, and I have contemplated a few times during my life. I don't know if I could go longer than a few weeks there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard being away from family and friends and mm-hmm. everything that's familiar that you don't realize you rely on and
right.
you'd even miss until you're away from it for a while.
Oh yeah, but now it's a lot easier to, kind of move about. Things have improved so much. For one thing, the COVID restrictions are now completely gone as of a few days ago. So you can freely enter the country without having to show a vaccination or a test proof. Now they have the app that they developed during the pandemic, because they didn't want people to fill out papers, when they go through immigration and customs for a risk of infection or whatnot. So they built these mm-hmm. smartphone apps, and they're keeping the smartphone apps around. So now you don't have to do quarantine registration anymore, but you can still do immigration and customs registration in the app. You get QR codes, you show it when you go through immigration, you show it when you go through customs, and you now have the option getting another QR code You're going to lose track of the QR codes in the app, I think. But now there's an option. You may or may not know, there is a duty-free purchase exemption for foreign visitors. If you buy something or a group of items at a particular store that is over, I want to say either 5,000 or 5,500 yen, it's one or the other, I forget the exact amount. But if you purchase anything over that amount, and you promise not to use the item until you get back home, so this could include items like Nintendo Switch games like I bought, and also consumable items like food. You can, what you do is, well, they've improved it over the years. I remember the first time I went to Japan, well, when they used the system, which was my fourth trip, that was 2017. They just started the scheme, and I bought some stuff for my sister and my mother. And I got this whole stack of receipts. They stapled it to my passport. And then when you leave Japan, you have to present your passport at customs again, and they take the receipts out. So when Bree and I went a few months ago, they improved it. So now I was expecting receipts to staple to the passport. As it turns out, the store electronically takes your passport and purchase information and submits it to customs electronically. And then you scan your passport when you leave to make sure that they know that you're taking stuff out of the country. Now what they do, they offer in here, and depending on whether or not the store accepts it, a QR code in the same app where you do your immigration and customs declarations. So now when you go to the store, instead of giving them a passport, you show them the QR code and they electronically do it that way.
Nice.
So
it's very convenient.
And
totally support that.
Yeah. And yeah, Bree agrees that the app is brilliant. So yeah, it's I keep seeing these random scenes from Japan show up on my computer or my YouTube, and I'm like, I want to go back. There's this this YouTube channel which plays like jazz music, and it rotates through like 40 or 50 different webcams around Japan, and apparently one of those angles I pointed out to Bree yesterday is outside the restaurant in Osaka where we had okonomiyaki, like the fried pancake food.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, there's actually...
Got it. Bring back a lot of memories then when you see that.
Oh, gee. Absolutely, absolutely. And I hope to go back one day when the weather is good. Because...
because you were a little bit... snowy last time he was there.
A little bit snowy, yeah. And my friend who's there now, apparently, I don't know if I mentioned this to Bree, but my friend who's there now apparently was stuck in Kyoto for a day, not able to do much because of, I would guess, rain, heavy rain that passed through Kyoto. So he and I have something in common. We've both been unlucky in Kyoto this year because of the weather that just randomly showed up at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's very considerate of it, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
You're on vacation. I'm going to snag you.
I have to go back and find the camera and wave to whomever may be watching me live. No, I will tell you a funny story though. And this is now going completely way off the script here. But, you remember a few years ago when I went to the, caboose, in Folkestone, Georgia. Have I brought that up at all?
Yeah, that little hotel room that you got to stay in. It was, thing was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the pictures of that. That was so cool.
Yeah, and the only thing is you have to deal with the constant train traffic that goes by, especially at night.
Yeah.
Which...
I think that's part of the charm.
Oh, definitely. Now, I was there two nights. The second night I was there... actually, there was no train traffic because they were actually doing construction on the tracks right next to the caboose. So I was able to sleep a little bit better that night. But no, the point is, apparently there is a webcam parked right outside the caboose that people can watch and hear the audio. So there was an incident during that trip where I discovered that the rental car that I had was missing a rear wiper. So we had a little bit of a rainstorm, and I tried to use the rear wiper, and I heard, and I looked back, oh, it's streaked. Okay. So the next morning, here I am on the phone calling Hertz and explaining the situation. And maybe like a few days later, I check on this webcam and I find out that on that webcam, you can faintly hear in the background me talking on the phone to Hertz explaining about the issue.
That's funny.
Like, how embarrassing was that?
Well, I can think of more embarrassing things that you could have been talking about, but
yeah, right. actually, those people who run those properties built like a new home near the tracks in another location. So now I think they have like 3 or 4 properties that you could stay at. Definitely on my list to go back one day, maybe to try one of those other locations. But oh my goodness, the caboose! My favorite part of it was the was like the bar seating. They're kind of like part of the kitchen, and you could just sit there and you know, watch TV, watch movies on the laptop, and watch the random freight or Amtrak train go by from time to time. So, but now going back to Japan, Liz, I was just curious to know if you do have the opportunity to go there one day, if there were any places you had a mind of maybe trying to see.
There's so many places to go to. I think I would probably panic and be like, I want to see this and this and this and this, and I can't possibly see nothing but a fraction of these.
Of course, yeah.
One odd thing that I would like to see, just because my nephew went to so many of those. Mm-hmm. When he was there, is the Choco Pro Wrestling. I'd like to go see one of those matches in person.
You want to go to a pro wrestling match?
Yeah, that Choco Pro, my nephew went to, he went to so many of them that the wrestlers actually knew him by name. He has a ton of pictures from with the wrestlers from those that he'd get every time he went.
Oh, wow.
We'd actually see him at the matches on YouTube because they broadcast those. And I mean, they're not a lot of people in the audience, so right. It was easy to pick out every time. It was really cool.
I'm wondering if that was because of COVID, they didn't have too many people, or they just don't attend, not a lot of people attend.
I don't think a lot of people attend them. It seems to be more like a, well, I don't want to say fight club, but kind of like a small underground wrestling type thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he was really, really into that. He'd ride the train for 2 hours to go watch him and ride it back. I don't know if it's 2 hours. It might have been an hour.
Well, still.
I think it was an hour. But still, that's an hour there and an hour back, so that's... Yeah, 2 hours. 2 hours on a train, yeah. After classes at school to go watch a wrestling match a couple times a week.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. But now I hear these stories that the pro wrestling in Japan is like 100 times better than the pro wrestling we find around here.
Yeah, I can believe it.
So definitely, I don't know when I'm going to go back, probably not in the immediate future, but definitely there, you know, every time I go to Japan, there's like, there are these places I've never been to. Like, I'll give you an example. In my 5 trips to Japan, I have never been to Hokkaido, which is the northernmost island. I have never been to Kyushu, which is the southern of the 4 main islands, or to Okinawa, which is in a league of its own, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never been to Nagasaki, which is also part of Kyushu. There are a lot of religious artifacts there to look at, especially for me because I'm Catholic. And of course, Nagasaki in history for so many horrible reasons. And let's see what else. Kanazawa. Kanazawa, I am told, has one of the most beautiful gardens in all of Japan. But then again, Bree and I also went to one that was very nice. Granted, it was in the winter time and not a lot to see, but still it was a very beautiful open landscape. That was Korakuen Garden in Okayama. And I might have shown a picture of this on one of the streams. There is a statue with two female ballet dancers dancing together. And it sort of reminds me of Sarah and Umemi a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't remember seeing a picture of that, but yeah. It sounds awesome.
You know what? If I had thought about it, maybe I'd try to call it up. But something that I will share, now that I remember, of Umemi is something that actually Liz helped me on a little bit. We decided to ask one of our favorite artists, Maru, who lives in Argentina and who does art that's a little more comic book style. We asked her to do a little something to pay tribute to Neff and to wish him a speedy recovery. So I'm going to pull that up right now. And here it is. This is one of Neff's favorite comic book characters, the Green Lantern, or I guess in the case of Umemi, a member of the Green Lantern Corps. That would be correct, right?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So the Green Lantern Corps has their creed, but we tweaked it. Well, I didn't say we tweaked it, but Liz actually tweaked the lyrics, or the creed, if you will, to the Green Lantern motto for Neff's recovery. So it reads, well, I'll let you read it, Liz, because you put it together.
Okay. In brightest day, in blackest night, no healing shall escape my sight. Let those who slow your healing might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
So, Liz helped us out with that artwork, and we posted it a few days ago after it was finished, and we showed Neff. And, yes, Maru is a wonderful artist because when she gives us the preview or the initial sketches of the art, she makes, like, 7 or 8 different varieties of the one thing that we requested. So it's amazing that she spends a lot of time doing that. And then we choose and mix and match what we like to the final product, which is what you just saw. So Liz, I take it you thoroughly enjoyed the result.
Oh yeah, it turned out brilliant. Very pleased with how that looks. That's just amazing. I'm sure Neff was blown away by that.
Yes. Neff, as far as I understand from what we heard from him lately, he's supposed to get another prognosis or update, if you will, in the coming days. So once we have more information on that, we'll share it on our social media. We'll share it on another podcast. Once again, we will be doing a podcast next week, Wednesday, with Mika Zelda. They'll be joining us again. And hopefully in the days ahead, we're going to try to do some more streams. Now that I'll be, quote-unquote, all by myself in this apartment for a few days next week. I'm going to try to do some more streams. I want to do more flight simulator. I've been meaning to do another flight simulator stream. We did one YouTube video a few weeks ago with the Umemi jet. I want to do the Sarah jet at some point. There's something else that I had thought about. I don't know if I would get it done in time, but maybe getting a Sarah and Umemi plane together with a very old relic, which is an amazing plane to fly if you make the right calculations. So this is a plane that came out, you know, in the aftermath of World War II. It is the DC-6. Have you heard of the DC-6, Liz?
I've heard the name, but I honestly couldn't pick the plane out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I am familiar with the name.
The DC-6 is a four-engine propeller plane, and it was a passenger airliner in the late 40s and through most of the 50s before the jets starting to come, like the DC-8s and the 707s. So DC-6s, they were used a lot for transatlantic trips. You could easily make nonstop trips transatlantic, maybe in like 8 or 9 hours, or maybe you can do the same thing back, making one stop, depending on how the winds and the weather were. You could also, theoretically, you could also, and I've done it in the flight simulator, you can fly the DC-6 nonstop, say, from New York to L.A., which is, back in the heyday, in the mid to late 50s, that's actually what they did. And the flight time, if you flew in a DC-6, it would take you 9.5 hours because of the headwinds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you flew back, because you have the winds pushing you from behind, it would take like 7.5 hours. But for the DC-6, that would be a route that I don't think they would have done, because back then, and kind of like what they do today, they have a time limit on how many hours the pilots can fly. So the 8-hour limit would have been exceeded back then with that kind of plane. That's why later in the 50s, they introduced a faster propeller plane, DC-7, and that cut the trip down to about 8 hours on the propeller plane. So that was right at the limit for the pilots to fly. The VC-118 version of the DC-6, you probably looked that up, didn't you, Flax? But yes, the VC-118 is the military version of the DC-6, and that was the military designation for Air Force One back in the day. It used to be President Eisenhower's plane, was called the Independence, and it was a DC-6. And I think they have those repaints available in the game. But I think it would be cool maybe to get Sarah Umemi's faces on one of those old propeller planes and just see how, you know, life was like, you know, cruising slow back in those days.
That would be cool.
Yep. But something else. Cool. What'd you say?
Very much so. That would be very cool.
Yeah. But also, as I've mentioned countless times, even mentioned last time we did a podcast, now that I have this new graphics card, Final Fantasy 13, I want to try to start that again. I don't know if maybe I'll use the little help of a walkthrough this time. I'll see how I do with or without it or something, but and maybe I could also ask for the help of, you know, whoever decides to join me for those streams. But it's something that I've really wanted to revisit for the longest time. And as I've pointed out before, even with the old graphics card, I probably could have done it, but now with this one, I think it's going to look absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. It should just blow your mind away.
Yeah. And then maybe also some of the more other games I've tried, Truck Simulator. I've tried F1 Manager a little bit, Formula One Manager. It's like a managing simulation game for Formula One instead of actually driving the cars. And yeah, I don't seem to be winning too many races lately with my strategy, so I gotta figure that out and see. Maybe it's one of those games where you have to kind of play through a whole series of races or an entire season up, you know, doing upgrades and managing your crew before you can finally see results. So something I'll need to spend a lot of time on, I think. Now, Liz, what kind of games are you playing? Because I know you like to play Steam games a lot.
Yeah, well, I got a PS5 recently, so I've been...
Oh, okay, that's right.
...obsessing with that.
It's treating you well.
It's oh my gosh, I love it. Best money I've spent in a long time. I've been playing the Hogwarts game with that lately. I'm really enjoying that. The time just kind of flies by when I sink into that. Mm-hmm. And I actually, well, I didn't pick it up. I shouldn't say I picked it up. My mom picked it up for me today. Mm-hmm. When we were out shopping, is the new Ratchet and Clank that came out with the PS5.
Ooh.
I can't think of what the subtitle for it is, but that's going to be a birthday present for me Friday.
So, is it Rift Apart?
I'm looking forward to that. Yes.
Okay. I typed it into Google, and that was the first thing that came up.
Yeah. I just drawn a blank on it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that. I think I've played just... If I haven't played every single Ratchet & Clank, I've come close. I've had to have missed something on, like, PSP or, who knows, something old like that. Mm-hmm. So I've played most of them, and I just love that series. That's one of Sony's classics, for sure.
Right. I don't think it's something I've played. There's another series that I've played on the PlayStation with Mary in the past. The name kind of escapes me. Sly Cooper?
Oh, Sly Cooper, yes.
Yeah.
Sly Cooper, the Thievius Raccoonus was the first one. What's the second one? Now I'm drawing a blank on this. There's four of them so far, though.
Right.
They're supposed to be coming out with a fifth.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. I hope they do, because I've beaten all four of those games multiple times.
No, PS5 is something hopefully I'll get in the future. Not in the immediate future, obviously, because the amount of money that PS5 costs, I just plunked down for something that's like, you know... From the tips of my fingers to my elbow, how long that graphics card is. Liz is an excellent gamer. Now, who would that be saying that?
Gee, I wonder. Band of Thieves is the second one.
Yeah.
And why am I thinking Turtles in Time? That's an entirely different genre of games.
Ooh. Let's.
That doesn't take you back.
Sly Cooper. So, the games were Thievius Raccoonus, Band of Thieves, Honor Among Thieves, and Thieves in Time.
Thieves in Time.
Yeah, and you say that probably another one's coming out.
Yeah, they've. Hasn't been confirmed as far as I know, but they've been like released screenshots of the concept art and plot points and things like that. Supposedly, because I won't spoil how the fourth one ends, but supposedly it's supposed to pick up off some missing information from the ending of that.
Okay. All right. But I now remember those playing those games, and they were kind of fun, and at times were kind of stressful to try to figure out how to proceed without dying. So,
yeah, you definitely die a lot, but It's a fun time.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know if you have you ever played Dead Cells? That's it's considered probably the best roguelike game that is out right now. They
Okay.
recently came out with a Castlevania update where they have a couple levels inspired by Castlevania
Oh
in the
boy.
game now. So I've been trying to hit those levels in that game.
Okay. Oh, one of those games that has permadeath.
Yeah, you have one life to get from the beginning to the end.
Wow. Kind of like Slay the
But yeah, I
Spire.
mean, you got to keep your upgrades. Yeah, I mean, it's roguelike, so you keep your upgrades that you
Gotcha.
obtain throughout there and slowly become more powerful,
Right.
live a little longer. But yeah,
Right.
that's an excellent game for anybody that's looking for a roguelike.
Okay. Yeah, Slay the Spire has also been something I've it's been fun with, but then I kind of struggle by picking the wrong cards.
Yeah. That game is based entirely on cards, so if you pick the wrong one, you're in a lot of trouble. They have a game that's similar to that too, which I think I've told you enough about that. Rogue Lords, where you play as like Dracula and the Headless Horseman and Bloody Mary. Or I think the three that you start with.
Okay. Rogue Lords.
It
Okay,
plays out a lot. It's very Slay the Spire-ish.
Well, it's asking me to type in my date of birth, so it must be very very interesting.
It can be a bit on the violent theme side.
Oh, and apparently it's on sale for $10.
Oh, nice.
All right, so I'm gonna keep an eye on that.
It's fun.
Was that in the poker game you played on stream one time? Are you thinking of Poker Night of the Inventory? Called up maybe? Or do we play another poker game that was kind of like roguelike?
No, I it'd have to be It'd have to be that one.
Right.
I can't think of us playing any other poker game. I
Yes.
used to have that game. Well, I used to have that one too, that version. And like
It featured Detective Dog. So yes, that would be Sam of Sam and Max, who is part of the game.
PS3.
Oh my goodness! Before the, I haven't tried it with the new card. I'm sure it'll make no difference whatsoever. But I went through the remastered Sam and Max first series of games. It was like, my goodness, taking me back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's definitely a classic.
Yeah. So
Classics.
the people who made from the same company who made Poker Night game, because it's obviously their franchise, and also The Last of Us. And remember that that company went bankrupt, and then some of the guys from that Telltale forked off and then acquired the Sam and Max assets and a few other things, and they re-released at least the first two seasons of Sam and Max. The third one, I don't think. I think they were supposed to get around to releasing it, but they never did yet. So, but no,
Well, hopefully that'll be upcoming before too long.
right. That's something I also have to add to a possible stream list. But no, definitely Flight Simulator. Definitely. Maybe a few other things I'll try just completely randomly. And so hopefully in the days ahead, I will try to figure out a time when I'm going to try to stream those things for you guys. But, well, Liz, it's been wonderful to catch up with you face to face this evening and see that you're doing very well.
Yeah, I'm doing really well, and it's always fun to come on here and hang out with you.
Yes.
Because, I never see you or talk to you. And no.
Unless we're like
No, but it
this,
is nice
right?
to, yeah, it is nice to get on the podcast
Yep.
now and then and come back and See everybody. Let everybody see me.
Yep. And you're looking great. So we appreciate you again coming on and helping us out tonight in these circumstances.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
And, I was told that apparently there's a surprise for me.
Oh, that was the resub I was going
to. Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was something else up your sleeve.
No, I don't have any sleeves on tonight. So <you got lucky. laughs>
But now comes the moment that supposedly you have rehearsed. Have you rehearsed the questions and comments part? Oh, that's a piece of paper. Well, then, let me go ahead and do the honors by clicking on this button. And why don't you go ahead?
All right. Any questions, concerns, compliments, or complaints about this podcast or any of our streams? Don't snail mail. Use email at extremeanimeradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our link tree, which is linktr.ee/animeradio. And they have links to the podcast, Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Basically everything but the kitchen sink. So thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. I think I nailed everything.
I think you did. And I think Nev has a competitor here in the questions or concerns department.
Well, I've heard that so many times. It's embedded into my head, I think, at this point. It's just the rest of it that I stumble over, because after that point, it just fades into repetitiveness. So,
I'll show you. I'm going to show you one more thing before we're kind of not signing off for the evening unless you're listening to us. But we are going to be switching to Mario Kart here in just a few minutes. But I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to take away Maru's credit here real quick. And I'm just going to show you real quick the new art that I got from Aldrin. As you know, Aldrin has done beautiful versions of our mascots, Sarah and Umemi. This is actually a composite picture that I put together of the two mascots that he drew for us separate, and I put them together here. You can see how amazing they look. And so if I think I have it here on the system, that he has this version now, a little dance style version of Umemi that we released just recently. So very happy that he took on this new challenge for us, and it looks great.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
So, he's working on another one now for with our mascot Sarah in a dance pose, so we'll hopefully have that to share with you guys soon. But Liz, thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to you joining us many, many more times, and hopefully not beating any of us tonight in Mario. No, I'm just kidding, but I know it'll be nice and fun as always.
It will be. It's always a good time.
So, remember, folks, if you're watching or listening to the podcast, this is the end of the show. We will be back with a new podcast next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern with our special guest co-host, Mika Zelda, who will be returning to the podcast after about a month ago when they joined us on the stream. So please set your calendars to that. And also to the streams that we're going to be scheduling soon, you'll learn more about those on our social media and on our Discord. Remember to join us on Discord. The link to our Discord can be found at linktree.com/animeradio or alternatively linktr.ee/animeradio. Both work, kind of like anchor.fm/animeradio and the Spotify link, which, if I'm not mistaken, they kind of made a little longer now than when Spotify took over initially. So Linktree, anchor.fm/animeradio still kind of works. I would suggest using that link and we'll just redirect you. So for Shinigami Liz, because I still think of her as Shinigami Liz, I'm JR. Thank you for watching and listening. And remember, you remember this part, Liz?
Keep on watching out for the Extreme Anime Radio Twitch streams and our podcast, and go to the address JR just gave you. Name subject to change.
And guest subject to change too. All right, guys, we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on the Extreme Anime Radio Podcast.
All right, good night, everybody.